Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here. Robin is present, just not on the air right now. Morning, honey.
Morning.
Yep. She's waking up. She's what?
On new
medication. Oh, okay. Well, she is on new medication, that's true. So fortunate, the good thing about it is she gets to sleep at night. So the unfortunate thing is she takes her a little while to wake up. But that's good. I'd rather have her sleep than not. So,
it's
been 7 years she hasn't been able to sleep. And, man, the amount of boxes from Amazon and Home Shopping Network that come in here when she's not sleeping at night is unbelievable. So,
it's gone down lately.
It's gone down. Yep. That's good. So, how's everybody doing? We were in Deep Creek last week where we stayed in Frostburg because the hotel rates they're nice and it's a reasonable place to stay. A little bit of a drive, like a 40-minute drive to the event center. The event was the National Deer Association, Mountain Maryland National Deer Association banquet show, annual get-together. This is our second year being there with bucks, bears, stags. We actually measured 23 animals there for the record book, some really nice bucks. We announced the program where DNR now allows you to just obtain a tag for a bear skull that you might have picked up along the way, whether it was a roadkill or found in the woods. And we got our first registration on that, which was cool. We got to reconnect with some of the DNR personnel we hadn't seen in a while. Got to meet the new bear biologist and it was a good weekend. Yeah, I know. We have a new record picked up deer too, a very big typical white tail from Garrett County that was picked up back in April or May, I can't remember when, but it was a giant 10 point, and our measure, Chuck Wilcox, measured it up, and it's a new state record picked up white-tailed deer. We also measured a non-typical crossbow kill. A young lady killed that, and I believe she's number 3 in the record book for non-typical crossbow kills for females, and some other records as well. So she called it Mr. Mass, and his story will be in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. I already received the story. So pretty cool stuff happened up there. I got to meet some nice people from the area. They're very, very accommodating, very helpful. They helped to hang the deer up and, take the deer down and put the tags on the deer that we need when we check them in. So it worked out very well. So you'll be seeing those on our Facebook page here in the next few weeks. One of our sponsors, Cypress Creek Archery, we'll have a measuring event on next Saturday, September 3rd, from 10 to 2. It's limited to about a dozen heads because we have only one measure there. He'll have a little help, but, he can only crank out so many in a day. So reach out to me if you have a deer that you might want to get measured if you're on the midshore here, and we'll make that happen for you. My phone number is on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. My email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Many of you know the email address, have used it in the past. So today we're giving away the two tackle packages, the adult tackle package, which is a striped bass tackle package, and then the I guess it's a pond or bass fishing package for the kids. That's coming up. How many entries did I tell you we had for kids?
Ten
at least. And I don't know what Aaron has there, how many he took at the studio. But we'll be giving those away in the second hour. Robin, the way it works is you call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You leave your name and number with name and phone number with Aaron, then you go on the air with me or Robin or both. And, you know, say, hey, I just want to be in a contest or whatever you want to say there. Or, answer, you know, ask a question, make a comment. We'll be more than glad to take those entries anytime for the adults and the kids throughout the show today. We'll just add them to the list. So once that happens, we'll cut that off about, I don't know, 6:30 in the second hour, maybe a little before that, maybe in the next to last break. We'll cut those entries off, and Robin has a random generator, number generator on her phone, a little program that she uses. We put all the numbers in. Every name corresponds to a number, and the random number comes up. We match the name, and we announce it. Pretty easy. So all up and up above board. So good morning, Aaron. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, good. Good, good, good. No problems at all. Just hanging in there. And, you know, it's been a busy week since we got back. I've been all over the place. Never a dull moment. So, yep. And some things just didn't get done that should have got done. And, you know, we'll catch up with that over the weekend. So... Oh, my goodness. So, any callers on the line there, buddy?
Not yet, but we got those lines open, and we're waiting for our first call of the morning.
410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's the talented and friendly Aaron who will be answering your call. He'll be taking your name and number and then putting you on the air. I'm guessing we're streaming. We haven't heard any complaints that we're not streaming, so that's good. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Some of the texts that get exchanged here during the show is pretty humorous. So, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? I'm not sure. I know one thing we should talk about, though, right off the bat. Let's talk about our sponsors. What do you think, Aaron? You want to do that?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think so, too. We know bow season is... coming in pretty soon, right after Labor Day. It changed from the 15th of September to the first Friday after Labor Day a few years ago. So the date changes. This year comes in on September 9th. And we want to talk about some things that our friends at Clyde Sports Shop have to offer. They've got the arrows and the crossbow arrows and the broadheads and all the accessories, the deer sense, the lures, attractants. And they have a number of compound bows and crossbows in stock. But the main thing is the muzzleloader stuff. The new muzzleloaders have come from CVA. And early muzzleloader season this year begins October 20th. And that's they've got the Optima, the Acura, the Paramount. They even have the Scout, which is a single-shot break-action gun in .45-70, which is a single-wall cartridge. And then, of course, all the powders and accessories that you need. Dove season opens up September 1st, that's next, Thursday? So everything for the Dove Hunter, Dove ammo, Dove stools, and decoys. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydesFishingGear.com is the website, open 7 days a week. So... it's, you know, the big summer holiday coming up, Labor Day, the last one. Kids are going back to school next week, and the big summer holiday is here. But you know what? There's plenty of time to have a great experience in your backyard, you know, with family and friends. The crab prices are getting a little less expensive, and, you know, you've looked around, you put up with that old creaky wooden picnic table and those busted down chairs long enough. Why not go to Backyard Billy's? on Ken Island as your go-to place for making backyards fun, and check out the whole line of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs for your deck. You can just sit there and relax. You can see all that from Route 50, Exit 44 in Ken Island. Maybe even a rocker. Maybe even an old Adirondack chair rocker. Why not? Hey, you know what? You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's Backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They have the pellet grill by Traeger and the charcoal smoker Big Green Egg and the charcoal smoker Kamado Joe. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, every kind of furniture and table and that type of thing for any theme and budget, any kind of decoration. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing.
Hey, Chuck, how are you? Hello, Chuck.
Hello, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you had a good time up in Garrett County.
We did. We saw a lot of deer and a lot of nice people, and I think out of the 23 we measured, 19 or so went in the book. So.
It's beautiful up there. In fact, it's such a slower pace, isn't it? With the exception of maybe around that lake, but it just seems like things up there are much more slower than they are around here.
Well, I will tell you, the trying to get a place at a table, you know, any kind of restaurant on Saturday evening was pretty rough. You know, it was
around the lake, I suppose.
Oh yeah, around the lake.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it wasn't that long ago that county only had a dozen or so traffic lights in the entire thing.
That's true.
Yeah. I great memories of Garrett County. My parents owned a home on 219 North, headed up toward Pennsylvania, like Myersdale, Salisbury, you know, Somerset County. And spent a lot of time up there. I killed my first turkey, my first grouse, had my first bear encounter, first rattlesnake encounter, my first porcupine encounter I had in Garrett County, along with I saw my first bobcat up there, and that was really interesting.
So fond memories
of Garrett County.
Sure. Saw my first.
You familiar with the Castleman River?
Oh yeah, very.
Yeah.
I lived in Somerset County for.
That's right. Yeah.
16 years. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Did a little fishing on the Castleman, did you?
Actually, not much. Not much.
No.
We fished a lake, and I fished. What's the other big reservoir down there? Yockagany Reservoir. I fished that, but yeah. I didn't do much on the Castleman. Nope.
No. I remember a long time ago. We were waiting in the Castleman just east of Grantsville there.
Right.
In between the Route 68 and that old 40 bridge, you know, the archway.
Yep.
Anyway, it was in turkey season in the spring, waiting after the turkey hunt. It's probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was right in the middle of the river, and my buddy was slightly behind me and to my left. And I felt something hit me on the back of the head, and I asked him, I said, hey man, did you just hit me? I thought maybe he cast, right, you know, on his rod tip and hit me. He said no, and of course I was all dressed in camouflage still, but anyway, I pulled my hat off, and when I pulled my hat off and looked at the back of it, a bat had landed right on the back of my head.
That would be the end of
yeah.
it.
No thanks.
Right in the middle of the afternoon. That was something. Yeah, I had a lot of great experiences there at Garrett County. The first bobcat I ever saw, I watched walk down this mountain probably about 200 yards. The interesting thing about that was that bobcat's feet never touched the ground. What he would do would, he would walk along a log and stop and try to pinpoint another log. Then he would jump to that one, walk along that one, get over on another deadfall, and all the way down the mountain, zigzagging from log to log. His feet not once time hit the dirt.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And, of course, I got one more. This is an embarrassing one. It, you know, as hunters and fishermen, the things that go wrong, you know, stuff happens. Well, I went down to the Eastern Shore on a deer hunt, and that Sunday I got into a turkey shoot. Well, I won a Winchester Model 94 lever action 30-30.
Nice.
Brought it home, took it out, put a brand new scope on it, see-through mounts, ready to go. Took it up to Garrett County, hunted all morning, didn't get a thing, didn't see anything. Was on my way back to the trailer, and I'm walking down this bush hog trail, and this buck walks halfway out of the brush and stands front legs in the bush hog trail.
Right.
And I thought to myself, thank you, God. I must be doing something right. Well, I threw that 94 up, and I'm peering through those see-through mounts because he's so close to me.
Yeah.
And I pulled the hammer back. And he's still looking away from me, but when I pulled the hammer back,
click.
He was so close, he heard that click. And when he heard that click, he turned and looked at me. And he didn't move, and I thought, oh, Lord, you're being so good. I must be really doing something well. And I pulled the trigger, and it would not go. It would not fall. And I thought, oh, no, what is going on here? Well, I dropped the gun down slightly. On those Winchester 94s, they have that the additional safety mechanism where the lever has to be right up against the butt.
That's correct.
Up against the stock, and I didn't have it.
Ah.
And it put the gun back. Well, that hunt was over.
Yep.
Yeah.
That little tab that sticks down there, that's got to be fully engaged. That's for sure.
Learn my lesson on that one. But anyway, it sounds like you had a good time, and I'm glad you did.
Well, thanks for the call, buddy.
Alan better have some good memories of Garrett County.
What is that?
Did you make one this weekend?
No.
Oh.
No, right. But now he's in trouble.
Oh,
I do have some good memories of Garrett County. And the reason is we got to eat at the restaurant where we were married 5 years ago.
We got married in Garrett County. And he looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
So now he's in trouble.
A little bit of a brain fog there for a second. So,
yeah.
Hey, well, look, Chuck, thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Uncle Stan. Good morning, Stan the man, the truck driving man. How are you?
Well, good morning, all. Everybody sounds chipper. I'm glad we got great reception this morning so far.
Yep.
Well, I decided to come back when you came on. You were a good person to start with.
I heard you. I was thinking about you just before I made this call. Now, here's my question. Oh, I shamelessly dropped your radio show on my son's face page. I'm ashamed of myself for doing it, but maybe
you should be. Yeah.
Well, we love you for it.
Yeah. I heard somewhere, I don't know, maybe I caught it here. Somebody said this was a bad year and it's still bad for snakes in the state of Maryland.
You mean there's an abundance of them?
Yeah, and for some reason they're a little bit more aggressive than they've been lately.
I'm glad I didn't hear that before that.
Well, there may be some merit to that, Stan. I mean, they're cold-blooded creatures, so as warm as it has been, they may be a little more active, a little longer in the day. You know, there's no cold night to drive them back into the den, so, you know, they can go out 24/7 if they like. They can party all day, all night, you know. And I don't know about being more aggressive. They might be more abundant. It might be a good breeding year. They might think like that. The weather has been just perfect. You know, a little bit of rain and
I'm Googling.
And a little bit of rain and the hot temperatures. I can imagine they would be more active. You know, more time.
Yeah,
more time out.
I would. I just can't.
More time out in the. More time out in the infield, you know, because they don't have to worry about heading back and getting undercover.
Yeah. Well, here's a question I had. Your signal's waning a little bit. I can hear Miss Robin just fine.
Okay.
You're fading in and out a little bit.
All right.
But back in my misspent youth, we were in Hampshire County, West Virginia, about South Branch, Tabasco. And it was weird. I don't know what kind of snake it was because I was young and naive at the time, but everything was going good as it curled through my fingers. My girlfriend's little brother found it. I just playing with it. And when she came out to see it and screamed, I don't know, I don't think they hear it too well, but I guess the vibration of the scream, that little thing just opened up its mouth and laid into my middle finger of my right hand, and I remember getting sicker than a dog, never going to the hospital, but
really?
I remember getting sicker than a dog for about 8 hours, and along with the sweats and stuff like that, which I don't know why I was thinking about this at the time, but snake bite kits, as we were growing up, you remember they used to have the old, I don't know whether they were red or green capsules that had everything
in them. Razor blade, the whole deal.
Yeah, tourniquet and all that other stuff to keep you alive for about 15 minutes while you try to make it to the hospital in time.
Exactly.
I was thinking about my boy because, you know, I watch him walking around the ponds and stuff up there to Carroll County Way, and I had heard that they were a little bit aggressive, so I was going to drop him a note in one of his next videos, or maybe wake his butt up out of bed earlier this morning, and just tell him to be on the lookout, you know, because that's one thing he doesn't need is puncture wounds at his ripe age.
Nope. Well, I told this story probably a couple times, but I'll tell it again. I had a friend back in Somerset County who was an avid fisherman, and he loved to fish Coon and Gordon Lakes. Coon and Gordon Lakes are in Bedford County, and they're the water supply for Cumberland. And I fished them. And I think my dad caught a 5-pound largemouth one night out of there. He was tickled. But there was everything in there. There was trout. There was bass. Well, my buddy would wet wade for bass. He'd fish. I don't know if he fished a fly rod or spinning rod, fished the surface. I can't remember. But he loved to wet wade. And there was always an abundance of snakes. And he'd say to his friend, I saw a bunch of water snakes tonight. And he told somebody that, and they said, you know, those aren't exactly water snakes. You might want to be careful. Those are copperheads. And he said, nah, they're water snakes. And he said, well, next time you're in there, take a look. And he took. Next time he was out, he started looking around a little bit, and he did identify a couple copperheads swimming by. And he said, you know, that's the last time I waded that lake. I can imagine.
Well, we've told this story where we saw that one when I was fishing, and I got in the truck and wouldn't come out.
That's true. We were down on a little gut off the chop tank down in Dorchester County and fishing this little. And people in the kayak, they jump in a kayak, and they paddle right by this snake, no big deal. The snake comes swimming up the stream, and I looked down. I said, Robin, that's a copperhead. And she said, it is not. I said, yeah, that's a copperhead. And when it dove and underwater and went in the pier where she was standing, Robin was in the truck. She was already in the truck. So would not come out for some reason. So never saw it after that. But
yeah. I might be laughing, but I understand it completely. We've been there, done that. Just swimming up there, and all of a sudden, I didn't even see it.
Yep.
I didn't even see it. We were in the river. I didn't even see it till it stuck its head up, and just, you know, like one of those pictures of the Egyptian snakes, and I'm like, okay, we're done today.
Yep.
I can deal with spiders. I can deal with mice in my house if I have to, okay? Those stinking cave crickets, I can deal with it. Snake in this house, I see one snake, I'm burning this sucker to the ground, and I'm moving. I don't care.
Oh, I've got a congratulations. My son's gonna my son's gonna do something for his father. He actually stopped at a bait and tackle place. I don't know what it is about some of the places up around Carroll County, up toward Gettysburg Way. The beautiful fishing shops, you know, lures, rigs, everything that they got there, fishing rods, buku. Nobody's got fly rods and fly reels, but he's got the rig. He just needs the twine and all that. And he said he was going to do a YouTube video just for me. He's going to learn.
Man, I wish my dad was still able to do that. He would be glad to help your son with that. But he just can't anymore.
I would do it myself if I wasn't stuck behind the wheel 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We always look for you when we're on the road up that way, Stan.
Well, I'm more down Annapolis. I figure I'd wave at you in passing when you're coming up here. Is there any way to... Well, you've got my number, right?
Yep.
Okay, anytime later on this afternoon... I got somebody I'd love to have you stop in and see if he'd like to be a sponsor of this radio show.
Okay. We'll give you a call.
I'll
talk about him.
Then you can talk about him. That's right.
That's right. We'll give you a holler.
Good deal,
all right,
buddy.
I got to get on making the bacon here.
I'll see you.
Have a super one.
In front of me, his big wheels are moving, my big wheels are rolling, and we are out of here. Y'all enjoy the morning, enjoy the weather. Until I talk to you next time.
Hey, Stan, real quick before you hang up.
Yep,
if you could, if you find a good picture of you and your son, send it to Alan on his text.
I've got one from back in the day.
I don't care what it is. Just send it.
I'll do that.
I'm dying to see what you all, what he and you look like. So thank you.
Well, I'm not photogenic. I warn you now.
That's all right.
I don't care. Neither am I.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Talk to you in a little bit.
All right.
Talk
see you, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We got Glenn from Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi,
how
Glenn.
Are you?
Hey, Alan, Robin. How are you all?
Hey, good, buddy. Hey, I forgot to tell you, we moved the date. We moved the date from today to next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that doesn't mess you up.
That's the third.
Yep, September 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, they're having some of the guys that wanted to come are having a hard time getting there.
Yeah, it's you know, some last weekend when the kids are out, you know, out of school, and it got difficult for some of the guys that wanted to bring their heads. So next Saturday seems to be a little easier for those guys. So.
And I got a funeral to go to.
Today or next week?
No, next Saturday.
Next Saturday? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll catch you on the next one.
How goes.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about that.
Still 10 to 2?
Yeah, still 10 to 2. And a little later. We'll probably be there a little later, but most of the action will be early and late. So.
All right. Well, take care. God bless you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. I was looking forward to seeing you, and I just happened to remember you were thinking about coming up there today. So we just
Well, hopefully you'll be able to come next week.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens.
All right.
All right, buddy. Talk soon.
You too. All
righty. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Talking about a measuring event at Cypress Creek Archery. You know, Cypress Creek is the largest full-service archery pro shop on Maryland's Eastern Shore. 150 years experience between everybody that works there. 32719 Cypress Road in Millington, Maryland is Cypress Creek Archery. They've got the Matthews Solo Cam, the Mission Crossbows, the new Matthews V3X, big selection of Hoyts, PSE, Bear Bows, Bear Recurves, Bear's Ladies Bows, large selection of deer calls and lures and attractants and tree stands and ground blinds. And, you know, they put together a nice little accessories package for me. I had a bow that needed to get, the sight and the rest. I put a whisker biscuit on and a three-pin sight, put a D-ring on it, put a, draw ring on it, D-ring, put a kisser button and a peep sight. I had my own stabilizer, so we didn't need to do that. But I got it all set up, adjusted the poundage, adjusted the draw weight, and I'm very happy the way that bow shoots from Cypress Creek Archery. So we will be there. Bucks, bears, stags will be there next Saturday from 10 to 2. Measuring deer, get in touch with me, and let me know that you're going to be able to make it, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Phone number there, 410-928-3871. 928-3871. CypressCreekArchery.com is the website. So there you go. Now, I've got a set of tires here. Somebody looked at my tires the other day and said, "You need a set of tires." I said, "Yeah, I know." But I got that all lined up because I'm going to be going to Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton. That's where the locals go to get their tires and their auto service work done. They're just off Dover and Elliott Roads, off Route 50, and they're at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Elliott Road is the big road that runs past the Walmart and the Giant and the bank and all that, and the Staples. And then Dover Road is another main road from Easton to Preston. Well, they're right there on the corner. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. And Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing your vehicle's air conditioning and filling it with coolant if you need that done. 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Now stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause the country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make a run, cause we're the old boys raised on shotgun. We say grace and we say man, and you ain't in the battle, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right. Good old country boy. Yes, indeed. Hank speaks for a lot of people, doesn't he, folks? He cuts right to the chase. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to enter the Fish and Tackle Contest, that's the number you use. Leave your name and number for Aaron, and he will be more than glad to write that down on the entry form. He'll send that to us later in the second hour. We'll print them out. Give everybody's name a number, including the kids, and we'll make two drawings today. How about that? Oh, the other rule is you got to go on the air with me and Robin. So, all right. No callers on the line, right? No.
No, no callers on the line.
No callers just yet. So, Robin, what do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing? Poison ivy's all cleared up?
Poison ivy's all cleared up. The reason I have been missing for the last 2 weeks.
Put your mic a little closer.
Oh, I'm sorry. After people who know me know I have back problems and have had pain problems. And I was finally, 2 weeks ago, diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which causes sleep deprivation. which you know about for me.
I do, yeah.
I live out here on the recliner. But I have finally been sleeping for the first time in 2 weeks, but this medicine has taken me a while to get used to. But I'm not as tired. I am not as grumpy, which is a plus for everybody that has to be around me on a regular daily basis.
Yeah, but, you know, the amazing part of that is things that happen that you don't know why. Mosquito mites, for one small example. You know, the sensitivity that you have with fibromyalgia, because it is a nerve disease to some degree. The mosquito bites become painful and inflamed and super itchy.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's just that. And
you never understood why I get so upset.
About getting bitten by him. No, I didn't, but now I know, you know.
He's got a lot more patience with me right now.
Same way with the poison ivy. You know, that was intense. Now, I had basically the same amount of poison ivy on both legs. Caught it from the dog. Found out where it came from. You know, the dog would get in it, and then we'd get it from rubbing the dogs, so...
Or when Joe jumps on me, and it bothers me more than it bothers you.
Right.
It's because...
Which one are you looking for?
I'm looking for you. I gotcha.
Okay.
It bothered me more than it bothered you.
Right.
Or just you would do something and I go, ow, and you think, well, that's why is she being so stupid about that? You know? It's a hypersensitivity.
Yeah, hypersensitivity. Your nerves just are
Your
on...
Your brain fires all kinds of nerve receptors, and it goes out, and then you feel pain.
Yeah.
And there's... For a long time, nobody knew what it was. It was a catch-all. They thought it was just all in your head, but it's not. And it also can be caused by trauma and stress and a lot of things that we have talked about now and opened up about that we didn't.
Yep, that's true.
There's a lot to it.
Yep.
But I don't feel like I'm crazy anymore because I was beginning to think I'm just nuts, you know, and I'm driving everybody crazy for stupid reasons and people think I'm complaining for dumb reasons and complaining about little things that other people wouldn't bother.
Right, right.
Like he would rub my shoulders. And I would be like, ow, ow, ow. And he said, I'm not even pushing on you. You know, chill out. But now he says, oh, now I get it.
Yep.
So it has made our lives, it has improved our lives, knowing what's going on. But sometimes when I'm not here the first hour and the first beginning, it takes me a while to get the cobwebs out of my head.
Yep, it does. But that's okay.
I mean, I've got 7 years to catch up on.
But you're feeling better. That's the main thing. You're feeling better. And you now know what, you have a name for everything that's going on.
You know what, it started out, remember when our grandparents or our great-grandparents would say they had rheumatism?
Yeah.
It was a catch-all phrase for just being in pain.
Yeah.
But I think that was part of the beginning of it.
Possibly.
We've done a lot of reading.
Yeah. No question.
So.
Yep.
You know me, the Google master.
Yep.
But I bought books, and diet has a lot to do with it, so we're changing our diet around here. A lot more vegetable-oriented.
Yeah, more vegetable-oriented. Less rice, more cauliflower rice.
Yeah, and we've actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat rice anyway. I haven't eaten rice for several years. I avoid potatoes. I avoid rice. I avoid a lot of carbs. I eat more carbs than I should.
From diabetes.
Yeah, with the type 2, but... You know, my health is great. I'm really happy with the way I'm doing. And we had that discussion with one of our measures last week. He's 70. I'm 68. And we had this discussion about, you know, upper body strength and not being able to pull the bow, you know, the poundage that we used to pull. And then I had a conversation with somebody else who shoots a lot more. And they said, you know, I'm still shooting a 70-pound bow, and I'm 79. And I said, well, you know, you're blessed with good health. and the muscle memory works for you, and the technique works for you. But you know, I backed down my bow from 63 pounds down to 53 pounds, and I'm very satisfied. So that's just the way it goes as you get older. All right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think we'll take our last break and for the hour, and then we'll see if we have any time at the end for calls. So let's see. Why don't you go ahead and start that, Aaron, and cue me when it's time for me to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Oh, it's my turn. How about that? Hey, folks, do you have that beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? We talked to Chuck last week. You remember, you weren't there. I was with Chuck, and he was talking about...
I was asleep.
Yeah, he's got one in his house that, you know, he just doesn't like the muss and fuss. Well, you know, splitting the wood, cutting the wood, carrying the wood, burning the wood, cleaning up after that. Well, we had that mess, too, for a while, but it was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. And we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro. It sounds like Elvira, but it's Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the fireplace, the firebox, the embers, the whole deal, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you will be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Line-X bedliner installed at Catonsville Line-X just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Line-X dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
There you go. That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
Oodle-lolly. Yes, it is.
Roger Miller. Good guy. 410 WCBM 680. We'll, won't be able to take another call this hour, but we'll kind of wrap this hour up. And there's the music. And it's Robin's turn.
Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Have a super day. Spend some time with your family. And get some sleep.